All right, welcome back to another episode of Nickel for Your Thoughts. Yeah, how you guys doing?
Episode 6, baby.
Yeah, excited to be here.
All right.
I have a quiz to take with Sarav, actually.
Yep.
Yeah.
But this is more important.
This takes presence. Everything. This is the commitment we showed to you guys.
100%.
Never miss.
It's all for the listeners.
Exactly.
I can't say never miss because I missed the first one.
It's all right. So for us, for the rest of us, it's our 6th episode. For Ant, it's his 5th, but that's okay. So today we don't have a guess, but we figured it would be a good time to play this game that I recently got. It's called We're Not Really Strangers. It's a get to know each other kind of game. So I figured this might be a good game to play on the podcast so that our listeners can get to know us for those that don't know us. So basically what it is, it's just question cards that we're each gonna take turns owning. Since for those of you who don't know, we actually record our podcasts over Discord. So we're actually virtual. So I have the physical game in front of me, so I'll be pulling all the cards. I'll be moving everything around. I'll be reading off each card, but each card will be for each player. So in the parts where we have to do, you know, a randomized pick, normally in the game you would spin a pencil and it would be kind of spin the bottle kind of style, and person it lands on, you do what they have wild cards with. For that, Anthony has a spinner app that he has our names on, and we'll just carry it on that way.
A wheel spin.
Yes.
And you just type in a wheel spin on Google and this is what comes up.
Oh, awesome. Nice and simple.
That's it. So it's a Google app that you did?
It's a website. It's called spinit.connectedpe.com.
It's Google, so you know it's legit, but they're also taking half your information with them, so that's okay.
Yes.
Yeah, as long as it's free.
It's free and it works. All right. So before we actually got on the podcast, the first part of the game is to do a first impressions kind of a thing. So the instructions is write your first impression in 3 sentences or less of each player in the group on the on a sheet of We're Not Really Strangers paper. So instead of that, we each wrote it in the notes app on our phone, and we'll be keeping that to ourselves until the end of the game, where once level 3 is complete, the final step is to revisit the first impression notes that we wrote about each other. So without further ado, why don't we get started?
Hold on. Nice. You said three sentences or less.
Yes, sir.
I could have written one more sentence each.
I thought you wrote 4.
I wrote 2 each. Wrote 4 lines. So before the podcast, when we wrote this stuff, everyone was writing like 1, maybe 1.5 sentences of each other. I was taking a little bit longer because I was writing about two sentences, and I got yelled at because I was taking too long.
Mm-hmm.
For loving my friends.
You just got a
verbal warning. Ant, you're taking too long.
I mean, it's not about, you know, what we write. We know that, you know, we're very close. We love each other. That's all that matters. All right. So, Ant, so in the game it says the person that's most hesitant to play this game is the one that has to go first, but I mean, I don't know who is any of us gonna fess up to who we think
I mean,
is the
there's an easy way we could do this.
I'm not playing.
Okay, so how hesitant we are on a scale of 1 to 10, we all say our number between 1 and 10, the highest has to go. But you have to be like you can't just fake and be like 1.
Okay, but like I bought the game, so.
yeah what if I am at a 1?
Yeah, what are you saying? 1 can be illegal?
Alright, I'll go first because I feel like this could bring up some dark memories that I don't want to revisit.
Hey.
Alright. So Ant's gonna go first. So just remember, each of us asks two questions. All right. Mm-hmm. So, Ant, your first question.
What happens if you hold the question to your camera? Can I just read it off of there? Or would you do that for every question?
What?
I thought Mike was just going
to
read that.
You want me to like put it
there
up
we go.
The camera?
That was perfect, actually, the way you did
okay,
that.
Okay, so something I do have to disclose that we haven't played this game yet. I haven't played this game yet. I literally just opened the package before the game started. So we don't know what's in these. And the reason why I'm disclosing that is this is the first card that I pulled. Can you read that, or is it backwards?
That's a wild card. Okay, yeah. Maintain eye contact for 30 seconds. What did you notice?
All right, so it's a wild card, so you have to do the spinner.
Okay, so I have to maintain eye contact with someone that the spinner gives me?
Yeah, is that weirder or easier?
Let's go, Pat.
What?
So right. He has to tell me what he notices about me.
Yeah, I think that's how it goes, Pat. I think so. You and Anthony are gonna stare each other in the eyes, and then I guess you say what you notice.
Okay.
Right, so I have a timer for 30 seconds.
Get closer.
Get closer. Oh my god. All right, go.
Is this timer going?
It's going.
You guys want to talk about your dates the past time?
No, this is supposed to be very intimate.
It's just you two right now.
I'm supposed to talk about his like features, right?
Anything? All right.
All right.
I was going to say, we can't go this long without talking on the podcast.
Did that turn off? I feel like I still hear it. All right, Pat, so what did you notice? What did you feel looking into Ant's eyes?
I noticed someone holding back a smile, I feel like. And I noticed his curly hair. Like, that's, I don't know, I think unique, because like I have like straight hair, you know. I don't know. Those are like the two things I kind of noticed.
And?
I don't know. All right, so So there's a twist in this game. Each of us have a dig deeper card where we can put it down at any time per level, and that would force the player that is currently being asked a question to dig deeper. All right, so we each have one. We each get to play it once per level.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So I think I want to use mine on this level, Pat. I think I want you to dig deeper and be a little more elaborate on what you mean by holding back a smile.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we're sitting here staring at our computer screens, like shoving our face into a camera. Like, I don't know, it's funny. Like, we're not supposed to talk. I don't know. Like. I feel like we would be smiling more if it was in real life, like got, like really close to each other, like really like an inch away from each other's face.
All right. An inch might be a little too far still.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah, I mean, we're friends. We're not strangers. Like, we can get closer.
Ooh, how close are we talking?
Oh my god. Okay, I'll take it.
Okay.
So we're gonna play this game in person, but we're only gonna post that episode on the Patreon, so subscribe.
That sounds like an alien's here.
Who's next?
You wanna just go alphabetical at this point? So Pat's next?
Okay. Hold up, wait.
I mean Mike, sorry. Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
okay.
I had an epilepsy real quick.
Alright, so let me hold it up to the camera so you guys know I'm not messing. All right. Do I remind you of anyone?
Bruce Lee.
All right.
Especially that picture that you have on the background of your bedroom. Yep,
I was going to say Bruce Lee.
Yep. Like, do we all have the same exact idea at the same time?
Say the same thing.
And was it because of the picture behind
you? Yes, 100% for me anyway.
Wait, we had a guest when we talked about, but that was off air. That was off, we weren't recording when we talked about that.
Very true, but we're bringing it up now because you look like Bruce Lee.
All right, so just I don't even know what it's called, but I do have a picture of myself in my room. It's a portrait that my uncle took back when I was in high school. I cannot remember, but I don't know, man. I peaked in high school. Just want to keep it up there, remind myself of who I was.
I still don't believe that's you.
Yeah, because man. I mean,
you look so clean face.
Yeah, no, I didn't start growing facial hair. I mean, I grew facial hair, but I just shaved it. I didn't let it grow out until college. So, All right. So everyone has the same answer for that.
Yeah.
All right. Who's next? Pat. All right, Pat.
Okay, let's see.
What does my phone wallpaper tell you about me?
Oh, okay.
All right,
let's see it.
Wait, are we doing lock screen and home screen?
Mine are the same, so it doesn't matter.
Same? Okay.
All right.
It's kind of personal, so don't. Oh.
Wow.
What is that?
It's like the default background.
Yeah, it's the basic default iPhone background. With like the big blobs in the back, and that's it.
Yeah,
it's two blobs.
So did you choose that color, or because I know there are other colors you could choose?
I think I did choose that color. It was something else.
Like, is it a live image? Like, if you press and held on the screen, does it move?
Yeah, let me see. Let us see that.
No, it's not a live image. No.
Okay. I don't know. I feel like there's a lot to unpack here.
Yeah, it might take the whole
The fact that you chose the color blob that matches your skin color.
It does. It's a little darker than him.
Are you crazy?
A little bit. The lighter edge.
It's joking. So dark. It's like the color of Craig. Like,
you know what? Part of it's white, part of it's black. Bro, equality. Okay. That's what
there
I see.
There we go.
I see Pat as an equal person.
Thank you.
I don't know. I feel like you've had it a different picture before and you've just recently changed it to that. I don't know why.
For this game.
Oh yeah, you're onto something. Why I changed it. You're getting close.
Was it previously a picture of a girl?
Yeah.
Okay. See? Woo! All right. I think I'm good at this.
That was good, Mike. That was good.
Right? All right. So, Pat, has your heart recently been broken?
No, but I know what you're saying.
Okay. I mean, I don't know why you picked that picture. I guess you were just trying to get rid of the pic as soon as possible. And
am I allowed to talk, or like you guys supposed to just keep going with your?
No, you're.
Oh yeah. It's like, I don't know. Like, am I gonna walk around with a picture of me and my ex girlfriend on my phone? Like, no.
But like, you could have gone on the internet and found like, you know, a stock image of something else, but you chose to pick a default picture. So it was a really like in the moment, I need to get this off right now kind of thing.
No, like the thing is, I'm really just not into my phone too much. So like before it was her, it was like that same blob. So it was just the reset back to normal, like, you know, like the you know, the single life, like, I don't know.
All right, so I guess Pat's not as deep as I thought he was. All right, so I gotta change my first impression thing.
It's deep individual. It's like, no.
Just no. So Rob, you didn't say anything. You have a
yeah. Well, why do you think my phone background's that,
dude? I was gonna say, like, if it was a live picture, it kind of just represents you like moving up and down, you know, like shape shifting and like, you know, reform, going around doing your business, you know.
All right, lit major.
Anthony, that water bottle's like farting.
Wait, did I not? No, that's me muting my mic so you don't have to hear the squirt from the Gatorade bottle.
It makes a fart noise?
No, like, so this is what it sounds like.
Bro, we didn't hear anything.
I didn't hear anything.
Oh, perfect. hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, so I mute myself, and apparently when I mute myself, it sounds like a fart.
Okay.
Maybe I fart, and then I mute myself, and then I unmute myself that fart again.
Like, it happened like two or three times. I was just like, I gotta say something. Yeah.
Sorry. Mike, how many cards do we read for each level?
Two for level one, one for level two, and two for level three. All right, Thurav, it's your turn.
All right, hit me. What compliment do you think I hear the most?
You're smart.
Ooh.
I would also say you're smart.
Yeah, I was going to go smart, like, yeah.
Glasses.
yeah. Damn, you guys got that on the dot.
I guess. Wait, actually?
Yeah, it's so many. Like, oh, man.
How does that make you feel?
Smart.
It's like a big smart. Phony. That's kidding.
Yeah, I feel like a fraud sometimes, you know.
You look like you were going for pre-med.
Yeah, then I kind of dropped it, you know.
Open up a same.
Wound. Didn't we open all up that? A wound for everyone?
Yeah, you know, that dreams were crushed. They still called me smart, but
you, no. You're very smart. You're very smart.
You do be smart.
Mm-hmm.
It's the classic.
Alright.
Okay, Carl Weezer.
Yeah, it's my turn again. Do you think I was popular in school? Explain.
I think you... Wait, is this for Ant, right?
Yeah.
I think you definitely were one of the popular ones.
Okay. So I'll let you guys answer, and then I'll give you my answer and the reasoning to... defining the word popular.
Okay. Yeah, I think we have to define what the word popular means.
I think, like, it's just up to, like, each one of us, isn't it?
Like, okay, what do you guys think? Like, give a your yes or no, and then why you think that I fit with popular or not.
I was gonna say no, like, not in a mean way, but I feel like you're kind of quiet, so I feel like, yeah, in high school you probably had, like, your group of friends that you hung out with every day, and, like, that was it.
Okay.
You know.
Rob said yes, so sorry, what was your reason?
I don't know. I feel like you're one of those people that's just like, if you know the person, then you're very open with them, and like, you can talk a lot with them. But like, you're one of those people, like, if you really don't know the person, then like, you don't really talk to them. So I guess what I'm trying to say is that, like, you within your friend group, you were super popular. But like, outside, like, outwardly, like in social, like in your school or something, I think you were kind of just like under the radar type of dude.
You also described the reason why I don't do well on first dates. Mike, go ahead.
I don't know, man. I guess my definition of popular would be like your stereotypical popular kids would be like the jocks, right? And you're an athlete. I think you said you did swim and soccer, and feel like those are pretty popular sports where if you excel at those and you do really well, people tend to know your name, they tend to recognize you in the hallway. So I would say, yeah, I'd say that you were probably popular in high school.
Okay. So I did have my main group of friends.
Wait, can I add one more?
Yeah, go ahead.
You tore your ACL, so you had a cast. So you definitely had people signing your
Technically my cast was never, like, my cast was just under my pants.
Damn.
And it wasn't even a cast, it was just the wrap.
Oh. Damn, okay, never mind.
Yeah, it was the cast, maybe I had more signatures, but alright. So everyone in my grade knew me. Like everyone should, especially when your class is only like 100 people. But everyone knew me.
That's right.
My school was about 400 kids total, probably like closer to 350. I was friends with everyone that was I was on the JV soccer team with. Same thing, I was friends with most of the people on varsity. I was friends with everyone I did track and field with. And I did have my group of friends that didn't do sports. So those were like that was my main group. Really, it was like, then there was also like the popular kids. The thing is, I was cool with them. They wouldn't be the ones I would sit with at lunch. But I was cool with them to the point where I would hang out with them at a party or whatever, depending on if I have my friends or not. But come prom, I did just stick with my close friends. and the popular kids, they did their own thing. But it was cool with everyone. No one really had anything against me. I didn't have anything against anyone else. So I had a decent amount of friends, and we knew of each other. With everyone.
I don't think you can really ask for much more than that. That's a pretty decent lifestyle. High school experience.
I was like, that's the stereotype, you know, cool, popular kids, like whatever. I wasn't really a part of their group, but I would still hang out with them.
All right. Could live with that.
All right.
Up next is Mike.
Mike.
All right. If MySpace were still a thing, what would my profile song be?
Bruce Lee.
Any song from Enter the Dragon? Is that the name of the movie for Bruce Lee? I'm pretty sure it is.
I feel like this is very racially motivated.
No. Wait, is Bruce Lee even Filipino?
No.
Yeah. So this isn't racist at all. We're comparing a Filipino to a Chick. I don't even know what he was.
Choose your
I think that makes it a little more racist.
What do you guys think the theme song would be? Chinese man. He's Chinese.
Did it say what year it was? Or like?
No, it said if MySpace were still a thing, what would my profile song be?
Okay, yeah, I was trying to think of like an old song when it was like relevant, you know, like.
Well, that's actually the direction I was gonna go. I actually did have MySpace, and I actually did, you know, do the HTML coding thing to have a song play in the background. And
nice.
All right, so anything from around 05.
Right, and I know Mike said he used to be into like the emo scene back in the day in the middle school. So I'm thinking of a song.
No, that was high school though.
Oh, that was high school. Oh,
that
okay,
was high
okay.
school. Yeah.
Okay. So I was trying to think of a song there.
I'm gonna go with the most popular Rihanna song from that year.
Rihanna. That's a
yeah.
I don't know, man. I did not listen to Rihanna.
No.
No.
I'm still gonna look for Rihanna song.
All right.
What do you think about
Rob? Do you have a? Do you have a guess?
Get back to me.
Boom Boom Pow, Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. Oh my god.
Boom Pow was actually a pretty good, good one.
That was. Dude, that was a bop, man. That was. Don't hate.
No, we're not hating. Oh my god, that song was amazing.
I still listen to Boom Boom Pow every day.
Oh yeah,
not like here and there.
Black
Eyed Peas. It was actually "Remember the Name" by Fort Minor.
Oh, I love that song.
Yes,
that's such a great song. And I hate myself that I only found out about a couple years ago.
So you were actually really on track because I just looked it up. And it did come out in 2005.
Ooh. Oh,
damn. Did, yeah. I can see
those from there. Still have, like, is it still active or is it completely shut down? Like, is it still there?
I looked it up. I think it's completely shut down.
No, it looks like it's still running.
Oh, it is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it is still running. Oh, my God. It's actually very much updated.
Wow.
And music video.
It's got current events and everything.
Yeah.
Music?
Mm. Music and then videos. What a thought.
Wow, look at that.
Oh, speaking about current events, did you guys hear about the Las Vegas wide receiver or running back? I forget. Who got into a car accident?
No, what happened?
And completely messed up his career. He got into a car accident, and in the process, he killed someone.
Oh,
big time NFL player, and he did that under the influence.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just a little piece of information I learned today. Who's next?
All right.
I think it's Pat.
Yeah, you still there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay, do I seem like a cat or dog person?
Ooh.
Definitely a dog person.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Because, like, in some ways you're a dog person. Like, you're very happy and outgoing. but at some page you're like a cat. You know?
How is he like a cat? What, please elaborate.
I don't know. I feel like cats are just like, you know, keep to themselves, do their own shit. You know? You're kind of like that.
No, I'm gonna say dog, because I feel like you would love to come home to a little rascal just like wagging his tail and getting ready to greet you.
I feel like he would get annoyed after some time.
Wow.
I would probably say something like, shut the fuck up, get out of here. Not today. Wait, can you do like maybe cat and dog? You'd have one or the other to balance each other out?
Nah. The question is as it stands.
Hmm. You know, I'm gonna go with cat person.
Really?
Hmm.
Ant, you wanna lock dog. In with a dog?
All right. Yeah.
Okay. Alright, Pat.
Alright. Mike, no comment?
No, I agree with Sarav on his approach with a dog person part. You've always been very, you know, go with the flow. You're always down to do whatever, and you're like only dog people are like that. You're very you seem like an extrovert to me.
Okay. Yeah, I guess the answer is I think I'm more of a cat person, to be honest. I've never
had
I don't know. I never had a dog. I never had any animal really. I do have like an outside cat, which like I love, so that's why I'm definitely cat person.
Wow, I didn't know you had a cat.
Yeah, like a little outdoor cat. Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Learn something new.
Every day.
All right, hit me. What character would I play in a movie?
A taxi driver.
That's so stereotypical. Oh my god.
Wait, is it from Deadpool though?
Yo, because you said that, just no. Because you said that, that automatically took me to the movie You Don't Mess with the Zohan.
Oh, with Rob Schneider as the taxi driver? Is that what you're talking about?
Adam Sandler as Zohan.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
We're talking about the taxi driver, right?
Yeah.
Played by Rob Schneider.
Even though they're from Pakistan, they're still all like.
Yo, you're better trigger.
You didn't say
like,
he was packy? Dude. Oh my god. Come at him. Roast him.
1.8 was it? 1.8?
You're not Asian. You say it all the time. You're not Asian. Leave me alone.
Listen, I am. Okay. I'm going to get in trouble if I say this.
Whoa.
Right. What about you guys? What do you guys think?
Mobster.
Yeah, you already had your answer.
Yeah.
Oh
no, that wasn't my answer. That was Mike's answer.
That was yeah.
What?
Who said I was a taxi driver?
Mike? I did.
Oh. I thought that was I thought that was
7-Eleven cashier. I don't know. I was kidding. That's terrible. I'm sorry.
Wow.
You
gas station attendant.
Damn, this is like
so messed up. Bro. Rob would be the star in a Bollywood movie.
You know?
No, like a serious answer. I could see like some like computer like hacker or something in a movie. Like I could see that.
We're still on stereotypes.
No, I didn't say call center. Statement. I didn't say like Indian call center. Like I said like
All right.
Oh, man.
Well,
did you try turning it on and off again? You did? Let me send you level 2 tech support.
Okay, I said mobster. Mike said taxi driver. Pat, what was your answer?
I said like I don't know, I said the computer hacker or something like.
Okay, so IT.
Yeah. No, not IT.
Call center.
You know. No, I did not say.
Okay. So, what would you picture yourself as in a movie?
So, when I was younger, I always envisioned myself being Harry Potter.
Oh my god.
Like, perfect, you know?
Yeah. What house did you live in?
Gryffindor.
I have no idea what that means.
This guy, wait, you don't know, you haven't watched the Harry Potter series?
Haven't watched, read, none of it.
Wow.
I will one day.
We'll do a Harry Potter marathon.
Well,
I don't, that's going to take, what, like 24 hours?
Yeah, that's okay. 24-hour stream for us. Stream for the podcast.
Only in the Patreon.
Down.
All right, you have to take the quiz at some point, though. We'll probably do that in the next episode. Take the quiz for what is it, the sorting hat?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I did. All right, well, I guess we'll talk about it next episode if it comes down to it.
Level two, right?
Are we on level two now?
Yes, sir.
That was the second one for me.
Oh, this is level two?
Yep.
Wait, don't I have to spin the wheel?
I don't know. What does it say on the...
For level two, one person has to answer the question I make.
Hold up. Level two, with a deck face down, each player will draw a card. When it's your turn, read your question aloud and choose one player in the group to answer that question. You may not select a player that has just answered. Okay.
So it's my choice.
Okay.
I spanned the wheel by accident. That's okay. The wheel ended on me anyway. If you could have it your way, who would you be with? Where would you be? And what would you be doing?
Wait, what?
If you could have it your way, who would you be with? Where would you be, and what would you be doing? I'm going to go with Pat on this one.
Ooh.
Me? Oh, jeez.
I mean, unless you want to do the wheel spin for this level, too. It's up to you guys.
No, let's call people out.
Okay. Oh, man. Jeez, but I could have it my way. I don't know. I'm thinking like some celebrity crush. You know, it's a nice place. Just doing it.
Okay.
I'm just trying to think which one to pick. You know, I get one choice. That's all.
Okay. Let's do it step by step. If you had to pick one place in the world, where would you move to?
Where would I move to?
That's the second question. Hold up.
Yeah.
Who would you be with?
I don't know.
Wait, when they say be with, they mean like a romantic partner or just like a date?
Okay, see, I interpreted that as like, who would you want to be physically around you?
So this could either be like a one-day thing or the rest of your life.
I mean, okay. If you could have it your way, so.
Okay, let's say one day. Let's say one day.
Oh, geez, I'm blanking here. One way, wow. I don't know. I'm gonna. What's the question again? So let me see. Read it.
Held up.
If you could have it your way, who would you be with? Where would you be? Where would you be? And what would you be doing?
I'm gonna say if you have it your way. So I'm gonna get a little sentimental here. So who I would be with, I'd be with my friend. I don't know if I should say their name, but who passed away like recently, like a week ago. It's the anniversary, like 5 years. Yeah, and you know, like, what would where we'd be at, just at his house, and what we'd be doing, just playing some FIFA, to be honest. You know,
condolences.
No, it's all good. Yeah, mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago was like the anniversary of his death, and this is like my best friend from like middle school. You know, so So yeah, that's what I'd be doing, honestly. Been on my mind a lot. So if I could have it my way, that's the way it would be.
That's nice.
Yeah. No, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be a good way to spend some time with him.
All right. So now it's my turn to read and pick somebody.
Yep.
Lighten the mood. Are you lying to yourself about anything? Oh, man. Okay, I'm going to swing this over I don't know, I guess to Mike, who's trying to hide his face with the card.
Damn. Thank God. Okay. Are you lying to yourself about anything? I don't know, man.
You're not Bruce Lee.
Easy, buddy. You can just say no.
I feel like everyone's always lying to themselves, though, right?
Right, right.
I feel like that's just how we are. Ah, shit. Are you lying to yourself about anything? I mean, obviously, you know, we're not who we perceive ourselves to be. Yeah, I mean, probably, like, I guess being content with what I've accomplished, right? Like, I know we joke around about it, about, you know, we were all pre-med at some point and then we ended up dropping it and, you know, just got a job. Obviously, I would consider our group to be very successful in that. In that sense, you know, we all graduated, we're all on this great path to becoming really great, to be something really great. But at the same time, like, I always think back, like, what if I did keep pushing forward? What if I did put in more time studying for the MCAT and actually got into med school? Maybe, you know, things would be different. Maybe things would be a lot better than how they are now. Not to say that things aren't good, but, you know, it's always just in the back of my mind.
You're gonna make me cry at the end. I knew that. I told you, man.
Yeah, like round two really took it up a notch.
Yeah, right? Like, round three.
Yeah, it is what it is.
All
right. It is what it is.
Three's gonna be right.
Mike, this is your stall.
Oh, yeah. So
I'm spinning.
All right, so wild card. Call someone you admire and tell them why you appreciate them. Put them on speakerphone. So I get to ask someone to do that.
No!
Call someone you admire and tell them why you appreciate them. Put it on speakerphone.
No, this is wild card. The wheel landed on me.
No, I get to pick, though.
No, for wild card, you spin the wheel.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, fine. Spin the wheel. Spin it.
I did. It landed on me.
All right. Call someone up.
Oh my god, I don't know.
Wait, first, all right, before you pick, can you say who it is and, like, your relationship with this person and why you, I guess you're gonna tell them why you admire them, but
what's the question?
Just tell us your relate.
The whole thing again?
Call someone you admire and tell them why you appreciate them. Put it on speakerphone.
Why I appreciate them. Can we come back to this? I can choose.
No, you gotta do it right now because you're on the spot.
Call your mom.
I was thinking that.
Call your mom. Call your dad. Call your sister. You know.
Oh, I know. Sarah. And I know who I'm gonna call.
Oh, wait to hear Sarah's phone ring. Like,
Sarah was the last person I was calling.
Oh my god!
I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm joking.
Yo, Sarah's getting nothing but hate.
Yeah, for real. This whole podcast.
All right. Ready? Let's see if it picks up.
Were you going to say who it is first?
Yeah, it's my cousin.
Hello?
Hey, Sajin.
What's up?
Are you busy right now?
No, not really. What's up?
Okay, I'm just calling to tell you I appreciate you being like a little brother to me.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate you being like a big brother to me.
I love you, bro.
Love you too, man.
I know this is out of the blue, but I'll explain this later, okay?
All right, man. Thank you.
I love you. I'll talk to you later.
Love you too, man. Bye.
Bye.
And you definitely made his day.
I love it. I love it. Nice. So wholesome.
Damn.
So do you want to talk about, like, why you appreciate the guy? What do you mean?
So,
like, he's like a little brother.
Yeah, because I have a younger sister, but we're only like 15 months apart. So we kind of consider each other twins in a way. But I've always wanted a little brother, and he's 16 now. He was born in 05. So I was six years old at the time when he was born. And it was just nice to, you know, be with someone from basically the day they were born up until the point they are now, watching them grow. And he's like kind of like the person I think back to whenever I like get into like a mood. It's like you think about like your parents are watching you grow. We never really have that same kind of thing going on because like I know like you guys all have brothers, but for me it was literally from of age of like 6-7 years old watching a literal little baby grow up into the man that he is now. So that's why.
I love it. Love it. Yeah, very wholesome.
I knew something like this was gonna happen. Oh my god.
It was fine. It all turned it all went well.
Oh, this is the Ross question.
Is there a feeling you miss? So you have to call on someone, right?
Yeah, just you can't call on me though.
I don't know. I feel like we haven't asked Sarav a question yet, so
that's okay. Oh, so should he just answer it?
Yeah, I think this should come from Ant asking Sarav a question, then we'll just draw another one.
Right. I thought it was going to the person you choose the next card was for them, no?
That's what I thought too.
Yeah. Okay.
But let's do it that way.
Sarav, is there a feeling you miss?
You know, so I'm going to go deep with like you guys, actually. So the one feeling I do miss is that like when we were together in the apartment and how there was such a good camaraderie ship and how like we were so like close with each other. And that feeling of like closeness is what I really, really like miss from the UC days. Because like I feel like nowadays we're just kind of like doing our own stuff, like going back and forth. We don't really get to see each other. But like it was nice at that point to be like super close to someone, being able to see someone like every day that you really care about, coming back and forth and like just seeing them how they're doing, how they're going, their sorrows, their troubles, what like kind of what like real life is, and you know that's something that I really do miss from college time. And like any honestly, like junior year was probably one of my best years, like any time in school or even beyond, because like I really crave that feeling of like closeness and like belonging. So I guess that's like what I really missed about like that sort of feeling. And I kind of wish I would do it again.
Yeah, I definitely get that, you know, before doing this podcast, you know, it was like, I guess we didn't hear from each other as much as normal, you know, like it went from like, oh, I knew how Sarav was doing not only like that day, but like that hour to then like, oh, like, mm-hmm. I wonder how he's doing, you know, from the past, like, few months, because I haven't heard from him in a while. And even now, it's, like, every week, you know, I hear from you, you know, do the podcast. Yeah, it's definitely, you know, things, you know, change. Yeah, it was a good time.
It was probably one of the best times I've ever had, like, in life, if anything. Mm.
Yeah, same here, honestly.
We should do it again.
It was a great experience. I'm down. Yo, yeah, bro, yo, the trip to Cali.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, it'll be great. We'll take a trip to Cali, just unwind, recharge your batteries, hang out, chill. It'll be great.
100%.
We'll do a podcast there so you guys know what we're doing, what we're up to. We'll keep you updated. It'll be a fun time. We'll post pictures on the Patreon.
Since we all answered a question, should we just move on to round 3 or level 3?
I don't know. Do you want to do one more so Sarav can okay. call someone out?
All right, Sarav.
All right, ready?
All right, what is a dream you've let go of?
Damn. Oh, my God.
Woo. All right, Pat, take it away.
Oh, geez, call me out. I don't know, a dream I let go of.
My cousin's calling me back.
Your cousin's calling you back.
Okay, you guys keep going. I'm going to take this call.
You could talk on the podcast. Oh, okay. I don't know. I guess the dream I let go of is I definitely used to be like more into I guess writing music and like performing music, and I like, always thought like you know, I'm not big like famous or anything, but always just wanted like have like a band of people playing like every instrument, and so. You know, being in and out or like getting people together and stuff, and like just not really getting it off the ground, is definitely something I had to let go of. And so, you know, I kind of filled that void with like the studio equipment I have now. So it's like I can just play all the instruments myself, and then just you know record them all and have it play together now. But for a while, that was always just the feeling of of you know, playing songs with a group of people is like something I always really liked and like, you know, wanted to do more seriously for sure.
I don't see why that's something that we can't do. I mean, we have this platform that we're building up. I feel like that's something you could definitely use. I don't know. I mean, trumpet. Sarav, you. There you go. We have a trumpet player.
Oh, there we go.
Sarav plays. Sarav, you play the keyboard, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You play some keys.
Yeah, he plays the keyboard. You know, we both play, you know, the guitar. You play a lot better than I do, but we could. I think that's something that we could do if it's something that you want to get back into. That's something we can talk about.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I got plenty of
making dreams come true.
So my cousin called me back, making sure I wasn't depressed.
Oh, jeez.
That okay? I can see where he's coming from.
That's a good cousin. Yeah.
Hey man, I just want to make sure you know that wasn't a goodbye, right?
Right.
Nah, it's we shouldn't joke about that. It's serious shit.
Yeah. Oh, right. Level three.
You told him that it's on the pod, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, so let's move on to level three. Ooh, all right, moving forward. All right.
This is again. Everyone has to answer this question.
Yes, I think that's how it works.
It is. Yeah. What am I most qualified to give advice about? Oh, wow. Interesting.
I would say that. I think I've asked you for like relationship advice. Yeah, you know, rocky roads. You've kind of talked me through it, so okay. I think you've done really well on that. It's always been something that made me feel better. Something it might not have been something I wanted to hear at the time, but then it was always for the better. So yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was definitely like really good at relationship advice. I will tell him that.
Geez, Ann, are you holding out on me? Like, I feel like we've never talked about that.
You were never in the apartment.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. For advice, I don't know. You always struck me as like a car guy. I think going for you about that.
Yeah.
That's what popped in my head at first. Yeah.
Wait, you hear that, ladies? He's sensitive and he's a car guy.
Wait, should we do this where it's like we say about the person, like all of us say about the person, or should we just say like each person says it and then we agree or not?
Say that again.
I say just give your honest opinion then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll agree with those three.
All right. Oh, we're on level three. You have any comments, Ant?
Yeah. Great relationship advice. I'm not in a relationship, which is great.
Coaches never play.
That's true.
Oh yeah.
That's a oh my god! Wow, that was amazing. Holy shit! Yeah, I agree with those. I agree with what you guys said, 100%.
All right.
Oh, this is you.
All right. So showing it. What does it say? What is a lesson you will take away from our conversation? Like any conversation, or?
I think it's this conversation here.
Yeah.
This conversation? Oh, yeah. Like from tonight.
Yeah.
Oh.
Does that mean you answered this too?
No, you guys. I'm asking you guys the question.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I kind of already have an answer.
Yeah, I got mine. I was like, next time I'm talking to a girl, Ant, like, please.
I gotta up my game, bro. Yeah. I gotta get out there.
Right.
Oh, coach is about to play. I don't know. I feel like from everything you do in life, what you should take away from it, from any conversation you have, is just having respect for that person you spoke to. I think just having respect is honestly what I would take away from this conversation, especially since we're finding more out about each other. I'm going to have respect for those qualities that I never knew about.
Absolutely.
Like personally, I think a model that I go by is that respect is the most valuable thing on this in this world. If you don't have respect, then you don't have trust. That's what I think.
I feel like agree more.
For me, it's going to be there's more to uncover than what you can see.
Okay. Agree one.
Yeah. Like, what you see isn't probably what's going on.
No one's an open book.
No one is an open book.
Yeah, I mean, I know that we've had, you know, some serious conversations, obviously, you know, things get rocky, we end up turning to each other, but I don't think we've ever had something like this, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. just completely open up, you know, it's a little uncomfortable, but I think I'm cool with it.
I'm so down to play this game in person.
On the Patreon.
Yes.
All right. Who's next?
Wait, no, Pat hasn't answered.
Yeah, nope. This is the third. This is for level 3.
No, Pat hasn't answered your question.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
wait.
Oh, no, I told you my takeaway. I was going to you for relationship advice.
Oh, okay. All right. I mean, oh, that's what you said. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, sure. Yeah, why not? I'm here. I'm always here.
Is this one me? Sorry. What answer of mine made you light up?
I'm getting a new client for relationship advice.
Oh, the one I just said. Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, we're saying like what answer of Pat's made
you? Yeah. Like what yeah. did I? What answer did I give tonight that you know you found most interesting?
Pat, everything you say makes me light up.
Cute. I'd say the one like when if you can go back, yeah. if you can hang out with that one person.
So, Rob, the question was, what makes you light up?
Light up in a different sense. I get it.
Okay.
I thought he was gonna say that I'm a cat person. No, I was kidding.
Well, actually, you know, not when you say that. No, but in all honesty, though, like. I didn't know that happened to you, you know, mm-hmm. and it was pretty, I guess it's eye-opening, but, like, it's also, like, damn, I didn't know that happened to you. And, like,
kind of like another part of Pat that you got to learn.
Yeah, it's like another part of Pat that I saw.
You know? You never know what people's been through.
Exactly.
Respect.
It's rough up.
Give me. Oh, a wild. Oh, I don't think we can do this. Scroll through each other's Instagrams, find the picture you feel best represents your partner's essence, and comment why you chose that image.
Hold on, no, so we could definitely do this. Let me take Sarah off this wheel. No, we could do this.
We could do this. All right.
Yeah, I'm spinning the wheel. I hate this game. Go on my Instagram. I hate this fucking game. go on my Instagram. And then what is it? Pick the picture that. Describes what?
Here.
Yeah, let me say that again. You feel best represents your partner's essence and comment why you chose that image.
Okay. So a picture from my Instagram that best describes my or represents my essence. I'm going to go through my Instagram too to see if I can guess what you'd pick. I got one. Okay.
Ready?
Which one is it?
One. You want to look at the same time?
Hey, I'm still picking.
Yeah, Mike. Let's see it.
What?
Oh, Mike, are you gonna pick one of his?
All right, I got it.
Okay, everyone is doing this. I thought it was just a Rob.
Yeah, I thought it was just a Rob.
I did it too. That's why I was waiting. Sorry. Oh.
So Rob, let's hear yours.
I chose this one.
Okay, that's just some fuckboy shit.
No, but in honesty,
I'm not materialistic.
Well, okay, that was like, you know, like the one thing that really makes part of you is like your passion for cars.
Okay.
That's what I was going for. Like, you're very passionate about things that you really care about, and cars is one of those.
And I like
so in
that.
Your life, you're very passionate about it. It's something you're passionate about or you enjoy. You will be there for 100% of the time. You're fully committed.
All right. That's a good one. I like that one. Pat, can you top it?
Mine was this one.
Oh yeah, I looked at that one too.
Yeah, I picked that one too. But yeah.
Yeah, he's a family guy.
Yeah.
If actually, I participated, I would also pick that picture.
Okay. Oh, damn.
So, okay, so for those that can't see, the listeners, so I've picked a picture of me sitting on the floor with my arm wrapped around my car. And Mike and Pat picked a picture of me and three of my cousins all in Christmas onesies. So, Family Guy and Car Guy, basically. This sums me up pretty well.
Passionate guy.
Passionate.
I almost said this one, but Mike wasn't.
Oh, the one that
the one of all of us.
MDMA.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to be there, but I think I was helping my dad build the bathroom.
Yeah.
It's all good.
All right. Next question, because I know we each get two cards for this level.
Yep.
All right. This is back to Anthony, right?
What do you think my defining characteristic is?
Ooh.
Like, physically?
No. I think it could be either or.
Yeah.
Like, a characteristic of mine that really sums me up well.
Can I go back to your Instagram for a photo?
Sure.
I don't know. I think you're really a caring dude. Yeah, you're just a caring dude, man. Like, overall, you always lead with your heart. That's what it is.
Okay. I like that one. You're a
ride or die type of dude, literally.
That's also correct. Yeah.
And figuratively, yeah. I could call you for a dead body.
Oh, 100%. I got you. I know how to bury it. Don't worry.
Yeah.
We just gotta find dead pig.
Yeah, I was gonna say like a ride or die, like I don't know. I kind of want to change it now. I don't know.
your background is also part of like a good characteristic of mine. You see your background? Yeah,
laid back. I'm trying
laid
to
laid back.
To laid back with a book and a raft.
That's a book. Oh no, throw that book away.
Yeah, never mind. This is more you, the one with the drinks.
Yeah, there you go. The drinks and the CD player. Just chilling on a raft.
Pat, is that Coca-Cola thing in the background?
Yeah, that's a Coca-Cola clock on my wall.
I don't see it.
For whatever reason. If my head goes near it, it'll pop out.
Yeah, you kind of
see it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't know why.
Mike's turn.
All right. So, what about me is hardest for you to understand?
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. I don't consider myself to be a complicated dude.
You're not. You're very straight to the point. Like, you know what you want.
And I know what I don't want. And I think I make that pretty clear.
Mm-hmm. Hard to understand about Mike. I don't think there really is anything.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean,
like, I don't want to force something. Yeah.
I feel like you're pretty open about pretty much everything.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I don't understand why you came to Newark for school when you lived down the shore.
Oh, there we go. That's good.
That's a good one.
Actually, if you want the honest opinion, it was either I went to Rutgers or I went to NJIT.
Rutgers, New Brunswick?
Yeah, Rutgers, New Brunswick. And Rutgers was always really well known for being a party school, and I didn't really feel like it was a place that I would fit in.
Okay.
You know, like, I didn't see myself as the type of guy that would be going out and partying every weekend. I was very serious about, my school, and I felt NJIT would be a better place for that. And I feel like I was completely right. You know, everyone I met was all about, let's be the best we could be, let's study, let's do this, let's do what we can to get the highest grade. And so
yep. That is NJIT right there.
Yep.
All right.
Alrighty, next up.
This is for Pat. Oh, I'm spinning the wheel again.
Card. Write down one thing you want to let go of this year. Read it out loud, then rip it up together. Both players. Okay.
So, Ant, you got the spinner?
Mike and Pat.
Ooh. Oh, shit. All right. Write down one thing you want to let go of this year. Then rip it up together. I don't think I have a piece of paper.
Yeah, that's actually the biggest problem for me right
just
now.
Just type it on your phone. Type it on your phone and break it in half.
Notes and then delete it.
Okay. Yeah, I think
Type it on your phone. Just break your phone in half and throw it away. It's fine.
There we go. Okay. Now I got to think of something.
Now it's company expense.
Yeah, something you want to let go of.
Something like physically or like a... like a bad habit.
It could be a habit, or maybe like an emotion that's staying with you. That maybe something you want to improve on yourself.
Yeah, it's up to you how deep you want to go.
Mm, yeah. Sir, if I want to let go of this IE course.
Yeah. This IE course is going to be the death of me tonight.
Mm-hmm. We have an hour.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great.
You found the answers, maybe?
For the offline one? No.
Really?
Wait, you can find it?
Probably, I don't know.
No, we can't. We have to use Excel for it.
Pat, you good?
Found it.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess shall I go first?
I think you should.
Okay, so I wrote down the stomach issues I've been having. That's what I really want to let go of. I understand that's really not really a personal one, but I'm definitely gonna say like the stress from it, because it's been just like weighing on me for the past month. You know, I haven't been able to like do things with my friends, because of it, like going out and stuff, and so. Definitely just, like, the worrying about, like, what it could possibly be and also, like, how it's affecting my social life is definitely taking a bit of a toll. Definitely just stressing me out, and I want to go out and have fun and relax and not have to worry about it anymore. So.
We'll do that. We'll take you out, get your mind off of it.
Yeah.
You know, we're always here for you, bud. So something that I wrote, something to let go of, is I have this constant need to make excuses for being lazy.
All of us.
Yeah, like I tell myself, oh, I'm going to go to the gym. And then like the next day I wake up, then it's like, oh, but it's too cold, or, you know, I have to go into work early. I feel like I should just go to the gym. I would always tell myself, oh, you know, if I get off at 5, it's too, the gym will be too crowded and I wouldn't want to go. Or if I choose to go in the morning, it'll be like, oh, it's too early and I have to go to work early. And so it's just excuses. I know what it is, but I want to get rid of
that. You just got to find that motivation.
Yeah. So, yeah. There you go. So I'm deleting this.
Yep.
All right. Last one, right?
Yep, Sarov.
Yep. In one word, how would you describe our conversation? Ooh.
Didn't we already? Oh, no, okay.
So there was something similar to this, yeah.
Yeah, the other one was, what would you take away? So this one is one word. Oh, wait, we have to answer.
This is going to be the name of the pod of this episode, so.
Oh, that'd be a good one. Should it be unanimous, or?
Or if you guys want to come up with one. Like IT or something.
What did you say?
Never mind. All right, you guys ready?
You have one?
No, you guys are supposed to say it, right?
Okay, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go wholehearted. I'm gonna go wholehearted.
Ooh.
All right.
Wholehearted.
Pat,
I was gonna say revealing.
Okay, okay. In what way would you say that?
I don't know, I feel like I learned a lot of new things about, you know, three of my best friends. I don't know, who I've known for so long. So.
I said uncomfortable. Like, not in a bad way. Maybe it is in a bad way. Maybe not. No, it's just not something that we usually do. It's not something that I usually do. So it is outside my comfort zone, but I'm cool with it.
Ooh, should the title of this podcast be a card game? No, a card game that really flexes. No. A wholehearted, uncomfortable. Pat, what was yours?
What is that? I said revealing.
Revealing. A wholehearted, revealing, uncomfortable card game that we all got to share with you guys.
Yeah, card game, yes. Or episode.
Yeah. Yeah, right. All right. So the last part of this episode, or the last part of this game, is actually just going back to the first impression notes that we wrote in the beginning.
Let's whip them out.
Yes.
Ooh, yes. Yes.
All right. So all right.
The order that are.
I think that would be the best way to go.
I have to go first. Yes, sir.
And wait, actually, no. Let's leave Anthony for the last because he had like.
You want to go in reverse order? I think I like that better. Oh, let's go in reverse order.
Yes, sir, Rob.
All righty. I'm gonna go. Okay, so Mike. So my first impressions of you, I always thought like you were way too super happy. Every time I saw you, you were laughing and happy and laughing and like really jovial. That's what I really thought about you. The first thing that I saw in you. Pat, I thought you were a super quiet and mellow dude who like would sometimes chime something in and it'd be hilarious, but then at the same time just go right back to saying nothing.
Okay.
And so my very first impression was that you're an aggressive dude who's mean.
Wow.
That's what I thought.
You know, like I get that from a lot of people, like a lot of like the girls that we like in our friend group, the first time they met me, a couple of them have said I acted like a fuckboy. Like a frat boy, basically.
Wait until you hear my first impression.
Okay. Wasn't that yours too?
Something like that. Pat, you wanna go?
Pat, go for it.
Okay. So my first impression of Mike, I said that I wrote down that you were, I guess, like respectful and honorable, because I think we met in the material science class.
Yeah.
And, like, I remember, like, we were helping each other, like, where I feel like, I don't know, at that point at school, I feel like a lot of people were asking me for help and not returning it or not really caring. So, I don't know, like, I feel like we had like, kind of respect and kind of like, get through the class, and then, you know, that furthered into us being friends. My first impression of Sarav is, I don't know, I kind of wrote that, like, at first, I thought, like, Sarav was more, like, in that annoying, like, BMB clique, you know, with people who we know we don't like. And then, then we actually talked, and then I thought you were actually really funny, you know, and, then we became friends. I don't know why I got that impression. I guess from whoever you were, like, talking with after class and stuff, I was like, oh, like, that kid's a part of that group. Like, I don't want to be like around him. Like, you know, like
cutthroat try hard.
Right, and, not even try hard, but you know, like annoyingly try hard. Like, you know, like willing to tear you down, try hard. Like, and then you know, the actual first impression, I thought you were like really funny and like had some like good jokes and stuff and all that. So, and then Anthony, my first impression of you was that I thought you were like really quiet, and then I wrote down that I thought you had like a really like sweet car, which we already talked about.
Thanks.
Quiet and has a sweet car.
Yeah.
All right. So, so Pat, my first impression of you was actually in material science class as well. I thought, you know, I said someone who doesn't take life too seriously, because when we, I think one of our first conversations, it was you, me, and Simon, and we were kind of just talking about like how shitty the class was, and it was, but even though it was really shitty, we did do our best to try to get that high grade, and and you were just someone that I know is always down for just whatever. Like, I think after that we found out that we lived in the same building, and then I would just text you to just be like, hey, come over, let's hang out, let's do this, let's do that. I think we even tried to rush for a frat together, and I mean, it went nowhere, but I mean, it was just something that we did, like we hung out, so it was cool. Anthony, so here's the thing. I actually, the first time I saw you was in Jaffe's class. Can't remember what that, biomaterials? No,
yeah.
Materials characterization class.
Yeah, that one.
So I saw you sitting there, but you were sitting by yourself. I was like, yo, this kid actually kind of looks like a douchebag. Let me not sit next to him. You look like that guy that would just like cheat off of everyone.
Okay.
And not do anything else in return. So I'm like, I don't want to be associated with this guy. But then I found out that you were actually friends with Sarav. And our first the first time I actually talked to you, you were wearing a Subaru shirt.
That's so campus all center, of a sudden,
what's that?
I think that was in the campus center.
Yes. Yes. We were planning on going to sushi. So I was like, oh, all right. So he's friends with Sarav. He's got to be somewhat cool because Sarav's not going to hang out with a douchebag. So,
yeah.
Yes. And then after that, you know, I realized that you're not a douchebag. You're actually a guy with a really big heart, as I said before. So, Sarav, like I said before, my first impression of you was this guy's smart. I got to hang out with this guy because he's going to take me along with him to that A, which was in biochem. But I was completely wrong because this guy dropped after the first exam and left me alone in the class.
How'd you end up doing in biochem, Mike?
I got a B+ in it, so okay, it was actually good. Not bad. The professor made the first exam extremely hard on purpose. He said it was supposed to weed out the kids that didn't really want to be there, and I guess it worked.
Oh dear.
And the rest of the exams were actually pretty easy, so.
Oh man.
Yeah.
All right,
take it away.
You guys spoke a lot more than what I wrote, so.
You wrote the most.
No, I know, but you guys kept going. All right, so Rob, my first impression was having a work hard, play hard mindset, meaning that he loved going out, but he would also stay in to study a lot. And then you seem like a caring person with a slight edge. And what I mean by that is that you understand the value of self-worth, so you can't always put yourself, you can't always put others in front of yourself, like doing things for others when you should be focusing on your own life. So you understand like when it's time to do that, like to help others, but also when it's time to pull back and really focus on developing yourself and focusing on what you're going to do with your life.
Okay.
And then Pat, when I first met you, you were working a lot. So you gave me the impression of being very career driven. It was also the time when you were still living in the apartment. So you were like in and out. So a lot. So I literally would maybe like say one or two sentences to you at a time. So we never really had like a first type of like meeting together or meeting each other like actually face to face for the first time.
Right, right.
And then you hardly really hung out because of work, of course. So I thought that you were more introverted. And now I've come to realize that that is completely wrong. Especially talking to you maybe like a month or two after finally meeting you.
Mm-hmm.
Things that I will not bring up here because they are personal. But I understand that you were not introverted whatsoever.
Oh,
and then last but not least, Michael, my first impression was as an outgoing person, you're ready to party and have fun because of your personality. You always like making, well, to me, it always seems like you like making friends and going out. You did mention before.
Or Mike?
You said Mike, before. Mike. This is Mike now.
Oh, it's,
I said Michael because I wrote Michael, but I meant Mike.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you always seem like you like making new friends. You're very outgoing. You talk to everyone. That's why I put you as a very ready to party and have fun person. And also very extroverted to the max.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. All right. I know.
That's what I put.
Oh, that was a heavy episode, guys.
Whew. Very heavy.
Yeah. I don't know how we're gonna follow up with that.
Season finale, here we go.
Yeah, so thank you guys for the kind words, really. I really feel like we got a lot closer after playing that game.
Mm-hmm.
Highly recommend. The game is We're Not Really Strangers. You can get it at Target for like $20. So yeah. Thank you guys for listening to this episode of Nickel for Your Thoughts. We're going to head off because I know these two of our guys have an exam that they have to finish in the next 52 minutes. So, yeah, this has been... Oh, man, I can't even... I can't stop the pod yet. Hold up. I'm working on it. Yeah, so this has been Nickel for Your Thoughts. Thanks for listening in. We'll see you next week.